WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about the enthusiasm gap between Democrats and Republicans as we approach the 2022. I think I said 2020 before. 2022 midterm elections. And I was reading this article in Politico this morning, and it says, we've got to stop fooling ourselves. Enthusiasm gap keeps getting worse for Democrats. At the end of October, Republicans held an 11 percentage point advantage in voter enthusiasm. By January, that margin had ticked up to 14 points. Now, according to the most recent NBC News poll, it has swelled to 17, a massive advantage that has foreshadowed devastating losses in Congress in prior years. Excuse me. The latest poll would be bad enough for Democrats, but it's the trend line that is especially grim, seemingly impervious to a series of events, including President Joe Biden's State of the Union address and the nomination of a judge to the Supreme Court. The Democrats had predicted might improve their candidates' prospects in the fall. It's beginning to look like nothing is going to bail the party out this year. The last time the enthusiasm gap was this wide was in 2010, where Democrats lost 60 seats. Now, I got to tell you, I'm just, you know, Joe Biden's approval rating is 42%. Which is a harbinger that this is going to be a bloodbath. And I don't know how, you know, Democrats can recover if the Republicans take back over the House. And, you know, there's clearly a chance that, you know, they could, all they need is one swing vote. And then they take over the Senate. And, you know, if people don't understand that where we are now, I mean, I do understand this. I understand that financially, with inflation at the rate it's going, the gasoline, the oil prices, that people are starting to struggle. And, you know, you hear Republicans saying, well, that's all because of Joe Biden. Well, that's a lie. It is not all because of Joe Biden. And we're going to talk about it more after the next break to prove that it's not all about Joe Biden. But people really don't care. All they see is that it's becoming more and more difficult for them to make ends meet. And the person who's in office, unfortunately, is the person who gets the blame. And just like when Donald Trump was in office and after Barack Obama turned around an economy that was at one of the lowest ebbs since the Great Depression, when President Obama took office and turned the economy around, at a record-breaking pace, you know, he didn't get a lot of credit for what he was able to do. You know, all he got was pushback from Republicans about, you know, how much money and how much debt, you know, the nation incurred to dig itself out of a horrific, almost depression. Now, you know, not a whole lot of conversation about the fact that it was George Bush Jr. who created the climate that brought about that depression, with clearly the wars that we entered into, and the fact that, you know, They once you got into those kind of wars, it cost you an arm and a leg, and so people struggled and suffered for a long time. Then President Donald Trump came in for 4 years at a time when the economy was ticking up and you know, at a record-breaking path that he had nothing to do with, but yet he received the yeoman's credit for supposedly making the economy what it was. Well, you know, Joe Biden comes in and helps elevate the economy even more, even though 1 year at the helm of the presidency, you couldn't give a lot of credit to Joe Biden in 1 year for, you know, again, something that President Barack Obama initiated. President Biden came in while everything was rolling. And it's unfortunate that during his time, COVID came into existence. Well, it was already there under Donald Trump, but President Biden was stuck with it at its highest peak. And an economy that started, you know, teetering based on the fact that so many people could not work. So President Biden is now stuck in the middle of, you know, what is happening with this war. It is causing harm, not just to Ukraine and Russia. It's causing major pain to the United States and other nations, as wars will do, especially one on this level. So I understand why Joe Biden's approval ratings have gone down. But the real issue with all of these things is you've got progressives who have made it clear that they didn't get from Joe Biden what he promised, and that many of them expected to see, you know, forgiveness of college debt, you know, and that was talked about quite a bit. And many progressives saw that, and it was one of the planks that brought them out, and to not receive any of that, you've got some progressives who are not going to forget that and are very upset, and I don't know if they're going to be able to put that on the back burner and say, well, and see that what has brought about all of this. I don't know. I do think that there are progressives who are going to walk away from it because they see much more of the same. Nobody's thinking about their issues. They haven't seen anything to change their realities. And many of them may not be willing to even vote this time around. And therein lies the inherent danger. All of these different things combined, I think, may be too much for President Biden and the Democrats to overcome. The lack of enthusiasm going into the 2022 midterm elections is, they'll be writing about it, unfortunately, for decades to come. And it's heartbreaking because we already know what's going to happen when the Republicans wind up in charge. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What do you say? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.